This is IPR News Radio. I'm David Castleman. A few weeks ago, we met Eli Brown, a ski tech from Traverse City. He's been working with the U.S. cross-country ski team at the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. Brown's most important job is helping Team USA skiers figure out the best wax to use on their skis. On Wednesday, he was a part of U.S. Olympic history. IPR's Dan Wanchura talked with Eli Brown in Pyeongchang.
Before this year's Winter Olympics, the United States had only ever medaled once in cross-country skiing. That was way back when Bill Koch took silver in the 1976 Games. Then, on Wednesday, it all changed. 35-year-old Keegan Randall and 26-year-old Jesse Diggins made U.S. Olympic history in the women's freestyle team sprint.
Diggins making the play around Sweden! Jesse
yes!
Diggins
yes!
to the line!
Yes!
And it is
yes!
Jesse Diggins! In U.S. Olympic history, the first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
A day after they won gold, Traverse City's Eli Brown, a ski tech for Team USA, is still on cloud nine.
My high five hand's pretty darn sore. There's been a lot of screaming and a lot of hugging and crying and laughing. It's been amazing.
So tell me, where were you when the race was taking place? What were you doing and what was your involvement?
Well, our team worked really hard, tested a lot of different wax combinations and structure and whatnot. In fact, we missed the whole semifinal race. We were one of the few teams that were still out testing, even though the race had begun. So we worked pretty hard, and by the time it was time for the final, I raced up to the high point, the top of the hill, just to, out of view of the camera there, and was there with an extra set of poles and just kind of reporting back on the radio what I could see.
So you were actually part of the team out there testing the wax for this particular race?
Yeah, and I think you did a good job. Ski seemed to look good, so it was exciting.
What was the winning combo?
Oh, hard to say. We were actually making our own mixes with different products and testing and retesting and trying new stuff. We definitely threw a lot of wax down on those skis, and I'm not sure if that was part of the success or not, but it seemed like we had good boards all night, so especially Diggins in the end.
Now tell me a little bit about when you got over there. You actually got sick, so you had to be quarantined for a little bit?
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing ever. I just had a little vacation in the middle of the Olympics where I wasn't allowed to be around anybody. Got hit hard with the flu for about 24 hours, but ended up taking 5 days just to make sure that I didn't infect anybody else. So, yeah, did some nature hikes and explored a bit and just tried to follow what the team was doing remotely by watching them on TV. And proud to say that no one else got sick.
You mentioned that you guys had come agonizingly close to getting to the podium for the first time ever on the women's side, but yet you were just falling short. Was there a sense of frustration among the women skiers in particular?
I'm not sure if it was frustration. It's the three events there combined together, where Jesse was I think maybe 10 seconds in three different races. So it's kind of getting to be a bit of a routine here. The snow hasn't changed much at all, like I said. We're eating the same food. We're staring each other in the face, the same people, everything's been the same for 2 weeks. But to get so close so many times, I think, helped us keep that edge of not settling, of trying new things, of working harder and harder each and every day. So I think that was part of our success, you know.
What does it mean for you, Eli? You grew up cross-country skiing. You aspired to be at the Olympics yourself competing. But then to have a direct hand in bringing the U.S. The first ever cross-country skiing gold medal, what does that mean for you?
Wow, I mean, it's definitely full circle. And to be a part of it has been so amazing. As you know, this has been my life, skiing, and being a part of this team and helping this team and it's like a storybook.
Hey, thanks for making time. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on the gold.
Thanks again, Dan.
That was IPR's Dan Wanchura talking with Eli Brown, a cross-country ski tack for Team USA. Brown will help out with two more cross-country races before the Olympics wrap up on Sunday. Then it's back home to Northern Michigan. This is IPR News Radio.